Good Adventures and ho, ho, ho. I'm Melissa Bonzek, and welcome to episode 116 of Books Cubed, the show where I chat with authors you should be reading. And today we are talking to Santa about a very special book called Feisty Finds Her Magic. Let's get right to it, and I will see you after. I want to welcome Santa today. I am so excited to have Santa with us. And normally I would have Christmas wear being around Santa, but I looked and couldn't find anything. But Santa is dressed for the occasion. So welcome. So we are talking books today because that's what we talk about. But Santa has a very exciting book he wants to tell us about.
Oh, yes, I do. See, I have an elf and her name is Feisty. And I decided that, during the pandemic, I had to come up with some ways, interesting ways of visiting people. And one of them was virtually, as far as going through Zoom. And so I told the story, and parents liked it, and people liked it, and they said, "You should write this down." And I'm like, okay. So I did.
That's good. You know, not a lot of people do that. You know, there's only a small number of people that actually write the books. So many people say, "Oh, I'm going to write that down," and they never do. So I'm really glad that you did. And I've read the book. It is adorable. I've seen a few of the illustrations. The illustrations will be from Bridget Engman, and yes, she will be doing them. And it's available through a company called Indiegogo. So it's a publicly funded book. So tell us, yes, a little bit about how this works.
Okay. Well, Indiegogo is a crowdsourcing platform. And what it is this is because it's really so expensive to publish on your own. So what it is we've got it set up so that you can order different tiers or different levels of books. And well, how best to say this? I'm trying to figure it out. But the what it is you get a book when you order the basic level, and that's going to be a series of 500 books that are going to be hand numbered and signed and autographed to however you want it to be autographed to. And then the next level up is you can get two books. You can get two books and a letter from Santa Claus. You get two books and a virtual visit from Santa Claus. Or you can, and as it goes up, it costs a little more each time. But then you get into the really good stuff where you can get into like your name on a book in Santa's library and of course a book, or you can get a book and your name on a toy in the workshop that's custom made to what you want it to be, or you can get it to where you can get your name or your business on. We've got three of those, and one of them's already been taken, thank goodness, but we've got three of those, and you can have it so that your name is put on the street in the book. And finally, we've got two of them that are really, really special. You can have your name put on the nice list in Santa's book, or you put your name on the naughty list in Santa's book. That one's a little bit more expensive. And just so you know, we will not put children's names on the naughty list.
Well, so the children are never bad. It's just the adults.
The children are never bad. That was Mrs. Claus, by the way.
Yeah, if you're watching on video, Mrs. Claus snuck through. She's probably going to bake some cookies.
Yes, yes, yeah. She is.
Yeah.
But
well, it's, yeah, it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's the whole thing is rigged up so that it will be permanent. It's not just going to be for this series of books. It's going to be once the art is done, that's it. Forever and ever, it will be what you've chosen to put in there. So if we get picked up by a publisher, then in the first 500 books, they become collector's items. And well, they are going to be collector's items as they're put out. But if we get picked up by a publisher and there's a second run, then forever and ever into perpetuity, your investment in the book originally is going to be in the book forever.
Oh, I like
So
that.
you'll forever be on the nice list. You'll forever be on the naughty list. Your business will be on downtown. Your just anything and everything that I mentioned before is permanent and will be forever. So, a couple bucks here and there and a little bit of immortality.
Very nice. And kids can grow up reading these books. They can give them to their kids one day and say, look, there's
Exactly.
mommy. Mommy made the nice list.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I
And
love that.
if you want to go a little bit further, you can put, say, a sibling on the naughty list.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes,
I
and
like
forever and
that.
ever, it'd be the ultimate prank because you can put your brother or sister on the naughty list forever.
Oh,
So.
I think that I am going to get a book for my sister's grandson, and I'm going to put her on the naughty list. So, and wait to see if she or he notices it. That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. So, how long? So, today is let's see. Well, I think this will probably go up today, which is August 5th, 2023. So at the moment, there are 16 days left on the Indiegogo fundraiser, but you were saying that you guys might be expanding this for longer.
For a little bit longer, we did have some issues with getting everything together, and got a little bit of a slow start. But since it's going, we're trying to raise $6,700, and so far as of this morning, we were at 2,100. So that's not too bad. So we might just make it, and hopefully using your platform here, we can put it out to your subscribers who I it's I saw how many subscribers you have. You should have, because I've actually seen your podcast. You should have more. So we need to figure out a way to get you more. So I will I'm going to plug as much as I possibly can. So.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And people, take a look at, and even if this is September when you're hearing this, because way in the future, people will be hearing this, you could probably find the books, and I will continue to update the show notes. So always look down in the show notes, and eventually this book will be available for purchase elsewhere. So I'll make sure that I, and you guys keep me updated, and I will keep the show notes updated so people can always find this book after this fundraiser is over and they're sad about having missed their chance, but they can still purchase the books. So I want to go into a little bit of if there's children listening now, okay, go away. We're going to talk about some other things. So I want to
Yeah,
hear.
I'm keeping
So
an eye on every one of you out there. So if you are listening,
yeah, don't be listening anymore. So this is just for adults to chat about now. Okay, so we'll give them a moment. Okay, they're gone. So Kurt, tell us a little bit about how what prompted you to become a Santa?
Blind chance. It's the best way to describe it. Okay, I've always been a little bit of an actor, and with the last name Booth, you can understand where I have a little bit of acting in my blood. Not necessarily presidential assassination, but
No.
definitely acting in my blood. There's more actors in the family than there are persons. We won't get into that. No, that's just awkward. Yeah, this went dark fast. What happened was, is a friend of mine back in the days when the Harry Potter books were all popular, they were looking for someone to play Hagrid at the public library. And so I did that. I'm a little typecast in that regard because I'm 6'8", and at the time I weighed about 360 pounds.
Perfect.
So, yes. Hagrid. So, what happened was we did a gig at a place called Club Congress here in Tucson, and the manager there saw me, and Club Congress or Hotel Congress is famous because that's where they captured, can't think of his name, but
Dillinger.
Dillinger, that's it. So I was there, and the manager, Michelle Armstrong, was there, and she loved our performance and everything that we did. And she said, "Have you ever considered being Santa?" And I'm like, "No." So, and I was a little bit more clean shaven at the time. And so I put on the fake beard and everything like that and did a thing for Club Congress. And it, and a store here in town called Bookman's. And well, we're, there's no children present, so I can tell you what my shtick is. What it is, I figured out a way of doing it, because I've always seen the Santa goes up to a child and goes, "And what's your name, little boy? What's your name, little girl?" I never liked that. So what I did was I rigged up, using the technology at the time, a little earbud that went in my ear and a questionnaire, which was actually a change of address form. And had the parents fill out the change of address form. That went to a buddy of mine who was on a headset with a microphone. And then I could turn around and go like, "Hey, Mel, how you doing? Come on up here. Oh, did you like the books I got you last Christmas? Did you like the, and go into details that only Santa would know, which is why my business is called Santa Knows.
Nice. Nice.
And it gave them the magic. And we worked for Bookman's for years. And then Michelle left Hotel Congress and went to a place called Tohono O'Chul Park. So, of course, her favorite Santa followed her. So she said, "Oh, no, you don't understand. You're coming." I've been with Tohono O'Chul for about 8 or 9 years, and I've been a Santa Claus for 14 years. And it just, every year you get more and more stories, more and more experiences. I've helped people get engaged. I've got a couple of children that were being adopted, and I actually proctored the adoption, per se. Uh-huh. That I didn't do the paperwork, but I basically got in there and said to them, says like, you know, that these two want to be your mommy and daddy. Are you okay with that? And they'd be like, "Yes."
Oh, how wonderful.
And just all sorts of different stories. And it's really great being the big guy, because you bring joy and you bring happiness and you bring presents. And it's who doesn't like presents? Come on, think
really?
About it. As a team, me and my partner Rosie, she's the one, the elf in the box. She doesn't like the publication, but I got your name out there. No. But and you know Rosie too, so.
Oh, Rosie's wonderful.
How we met is going to be kind of funny though. She's rolling her eyes right now while she's watching this, going like, "Oh no, he's going to tell that story, isn't he?" Back in the day, and this is before I became Santa, this is back before I, you know, started doing all that stuff, there was a thing called the Tucson Zombie Walk. And I've always loved zombie movies and stuff. So I dressed up as a zombie. And I'm a big, like I said, I'm a big hulking guy. So people, you know, all I'd have to do is just stand there and people would go like, "Ah!" You know. So we were in a movie theater and we were watching the movie, or getting ready to watch the movie, called Zombieland. Well, Rosie was the one who was in charge of the zombie walk at the time. And she arranged for the screening of Zombieland. So most normal people would go into a movie theater and find their seat and sit down and watch the movie. I'm not normal. I actually, you know how they have curtains and on the side of, inside of the movie theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Well, I would hide in there and jump out at people or walk up the aisle behind them and do that. Rosie noticed me doing this right here and having a blast doing it. And she started just laughing and laughing and laughing. And afterwards, she came over to me and says, like, I got to meet you. Who are you?
Oh yeah, I can totally see that. Yep.
Yeah. And we've been friends ever since. So when I first started doing the Santa thing, I was like, who do I know that could help me rig up the tech part of this, right? Rosie. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, no brainer. She's amazing. Yeah.
And we formed a partnership and an LLC, and we had our years where we were in the red, and then eventually we got to be in the black, and then COVID hit and we went into the red a little bit more.
Yeah.
But even so, after COVID last year, we're back in the black and we're doing good. I'm not like most Santas that people put on the beard and everything like that. I'm a real bearded Santa.
I'm sure a few of the tykes grab it and tug.
Oh, they can hang on it. I don't mind. It's like it's in there. It's not coming out. They've got insurance for Santas. They've got a background check for Santas. They've got just all sorts of hoops you can jump through so you make sure that the children are going to be safe. I jump through those hoops because I believe in being safe and secure place. Santa should be safety for all children of all ages.
And I
Yeah.
love the idea that you had the little earpiece and knew their names. And I bet you had more than a few parents who didn't know how you did that, even though they just filled out a form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, one parent, I'm going to tell you, we call these stories from the Big Red Chair. And because that's based on a book that's actually out there about Santa and stories from the Big Red Chair. So when I was first doing this over at Bookman's, we had two walkie-talkies, and that's how we were doing it. We didn't have any kind of a duck blind or anything to hide behind. We were just out there in the back. Now we have a pop-up tent that looks like a big package of Christmas package
Oh,
that
cool.
somebody can hide in and be right next to Santa and be able to pick up the stuff and everything. We had Rosie was over on the other side of the room and with a headset and a microphone, and I was on the other side and I had a microphone or a walkie-talkie on my hip and an earbud in underneath my clothing and stuff. There was a mom who came in and saw what we were doing, and she came up and said, like, I'm going to go get my girls. Are you still going to be here in about an hour? Yes. Okay. No problem. So we went and did our thing. And she came back with a 6-year-old little girl who was just totally and completely adorable and a teenager. Teenager. Yes. The 6-year-old came up and sat up there on my bench that I had made. And we were talking back and forth, saying, like, yeah, it's a wonderful day and everything. Her mom went over to Rosie and was feeding information to Rosie, and Rosie was like trying to get as much information she could to me at while that's going on. And I'm over there having the conversation while I've got Rosie in my ear, quoting me stuff, everything like that. And over the years, I've learned to disconnect so I can actually do my Santa Claus while getting the data poured into my brain. Okay. I don't know how I do it. It just happens. Okay. So we're doing the thing and everything. I'm talking with her 6-year-old, and all of a sudden the teenager gets over there and crosses her arms and does that I'm bored thing, that bored sigh and everything like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
And I whipped around on her and said, Melissa Marie, you listen here. I'm talking with your sister right now, but in a minute, me and you are going to have it out. I know about you failing your math class. I know about this right here. And I just started listing a litany, and her mom was just over there, like, and you haven't cleaned your room, even though your mother's told you to, and just laid into her with just all these different things. And she's just over there, just turning white as a sheet with her eyes wide. And I said, like, I'm going to finish up with your sister, but then me or you are going to talk seriously. So I finished up with her sister and everything. And her sister got up and gave me a hug and get over there and said, you get over here. And I turn it around because I don't believe in tearing children down. I don't. I hate that. So what I did is just like, I said, basically, I said, what are you doing? You're better than this. you have potential, you have possibilities, and basically build her up and says, like, why are you doing this right here when you can be doing this? And eventually we got to the point where, she was like, okay, yeah, you got me. Okay, I'll try and do better and everything. I said, that's all I want. That's all I want from you. We're getting over there and starting to pack up, and the line has gone away. And there's some people who would come see Santa who are in the place. When all of a sudden, one of the bookman's employees comes over and she just curled over. We thought she was having a fit at first, but no, she was just laughing so hard. And she was finally, when we finally says, like, are you okay? Are you okay? She says, I was on the other side of the store. And we looked over on the other side of the store, and there was that little girl, Melissa Marie, looking over at me. The employee had walked past her and heard her saying something, muttering something underneath her breath. He is real. He
Oh,
is real.
oh
He
my
is real. He is
God. This is the
real.
teenager.
That was the teenager.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
So it's,
that's wonderful.
I got tons of stories like that right there because it's just the way that things work out. I, and you learn.
Got me laughing so hard, my nose is running.
I'm sorry. But the thing is that you learn the different things of about being Santa, and I try and use my powers for good. I really do. But
Every now and then, a little well-intentioned evil is in order.
yeah, and it works out, but sometimes it can backfire on you. Because I remember I was at a school, and one little boy was in line, and his mom came up to me and says, tell him he doesn't listen to his mother. And I'm not going to go and just hit a kid with that,
No.
hardcore. But I just said, like, hi, how's it going? Everything like that. So I understand you're not, you and your mom are not communicating too much. And kind of looks at me. So it's like, well, you're not really listening to her. And I don't know if what their relationship was, but he burst into tears and was just crying and was inconsolable
Oh.
and just it was just, so there was just more than mom saying, he doesn't listen to his mother
Yeah.
there. So and you try your best to do it, but damage was done, and it was before I came along. That's why one of the main reasons I started building children up. I actually have parents come over there and say, like, tell her she's fat, tell her she's no good. And yes.
No.
And we have a special code for those people right there. And what I do is I turn it around on them, and I say, like, you are wonderful. You are amazing. You are special in ways that people don't see just yet. But one of these days, you're going to bloom into somebody so awesome that they're not going to know what to do with you. And build them up, build them up, build them up. I had one little girl, the parents said to do that to her, to talk down to her, tell her she was fat and no good. I built her up, and she was like crying when she was left out of there, tears of happy joy. Okay, and I had a little bit of schmaltz in my eyes too. But the thing is that the next year she came back, she was standing taller. She told her parents, you're going to take me to Santa,
Good for
this
her.
particular Santa. And she stood up for herself, and she learned how to be a better person. I'm tearing up right now
Are
just
you
thinking
making me cry too?
about But she came in, and she was tall and happy and proud. And because I told her, says, like, whatever happens, and don't let anybody take you down, because Santa is telling you this, and Santa knows all the stuff. And Santa is saying, you are worth it. You are amazing. You are wonderful in all sorts of ways. And it made a difference in her life. I made someone's life better.
Oh,
That's why I do this.
Oh, that's fantastic. And she'll carry that forward.
And I just want people to be happy. And that's why I do this. And I get, when I see somebody who's happy or has had a little bit of the magic, it makes me feel guilty taking money for it. It does. But it's, I got to make a living.
You do, yeah. Santa has bills to pay too.
Yeah. But the thing is that happiness and spreading the charm and the love in the world, that's why I do this. And like I said, I've got tons of stories. I told you I'd had gotten people engaged. It was beautiful. I had a couple. The guy was deaf, and he was asking the daughter of the people who were hosting the party to marry him, and she had the last box in the bag, and I had to keep reaching around that
Oops, yeah, you
box,
don't
and it's
want
like
to give the ring to the wrong person.
exactly. So I had that going on, and I said, like, did everybody get any presents? I don't think everybody got all their presents and everything. Ah, there's got to be one more in here. And I called her over and I said, this is a very special one. And I'm not going to be the only one that gives you this right here. I want you to open this, but I want him to stand next to you when you do it. And she opened it up, saw the ring. He got down on one knee and signed to her, will you marry me? And she learned sign language just because of him. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, I guarantee you.
Oh yeah,
And
it's if you're watching on video, I'm just a mess. Oh
And
yeah, that's yeah, being part of a proposal is cool. We used to live in Key West, and we would go down to the buoy and take people. And there's a buoy you can stand next to. That's the southernmost point. And we had a guy say, "Can you take video? Can you take a picture of us?" And I said to Mark, "I think he's going to propose." So I got video, and my husband made sure to get really good pictures. Yeah, there's just it's just wonderful to be able to witness that, you know. Oh, and to be Santa and help them. Oh, that's so sweet.
It's all about the love. It's all about the love and getting into that. And it's if I had my druthers, this is the career I would pick, because even though it's seasonal, quote unquote, I can still go around and spread some joy and everything like that. And it's getting to the point where I'm going. Santa Claus is call it going once more into the bleach, dear friends, every year, because we have to bleach a little bit to get the Santa Claus thing. So they say. So we on the Santa message boards on Facebook, we'll be over there once more into the bleach, dear friends. I'm going into the bleach.
When do
So.
you start getting ready for Santa work?
Normally right after Thanksgiving, but this year I'm actually going to be doing some stuff in November, and I've got a gig with a group called Barking Iron Photography, who does Old West photography, where they people come in dress up in Old West gunfighters and everything, and take the sepia pictures, so it looks like their old family members are standing there. And Barking Iron is out of Trail Dust Town here in Tucson. And what it is, he's going to be offering packages for people to be able to get Christmas cards with Santa dressed in
Nice.
Western garb.
Like that.
So that's to so in the month of November, I'm going to go into the bleach early and do all sorts of Christmas cards, and hopefully, spread a little Christmas cheer a little early. And then when December hits, I'll be doing Tehonachill Park, of course, on Fridays and Saturdays. And then after a certain amount of time, Christmas, I believe, is on a Monday this year. Yes, Christmas is on a Monday this year.
Oh,
So
bummer.
that weekend, I'm going to be doing home visits. Basically, I do visits starting on the 23rd through at midnight, all the way through for 24 hours on the 24th. And then I'd sometimes do after visits on the 25th. And I can tell you, Santa's one tired boy when that's done.
I was going to say, Santa needs a cruise on like the 26th. So,
Yeah, usually I do about an hour at each stop, and I come in and I do a meet and greet, and then I do I get those children around and I tell them stories and or read from a book, or in this case I'm going to be reading from a very special book, Feisty Finds Her Magic, available on Indiegogo at this time. And then I do photo ops, and I ask people what they want for Christmas, and I give gifts that are provided by the people who have the place. And some families, I've literally, like I said, I've been doing this for 14 years, and I've seen children grow up, and when they get to be in on the quote unquote secret of Santa Claus, I also offer a service which has only recently started to take off, but it's the ones where the children start to get older and everything is I will take them out for coffee or whatever and say, Santa is not just a person, he's an idea. And I basically tell them, says, like, now, since you're old enough, you're Santa Claus. And you have to make it so that someone's life is made better because of it. And I tell them to pick somebody and make sure that that one person gets a Christmas present and makes their life better. It can be anonymous, or you can just say, just from Santa Claus. They're part of the adult conspiracy at that time, and it's like a rite of passage. And they like that.
Oh, I
They,
like that. And I'm crying
because,
again. Okay. So
children like to be included.
they do. And kids are very resilient and they understand things. And when they're included, they like helping and being involved. And so I can see kids just jumping all over getting to be Santa and picking somebody out and helping to make that person's life just a little bit better. So you have standard gigs that you do every year, but can people hire you for parties and things?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll put your info in the show notes, everybody,
Well,
so you can drop down there.
I'll also do a shameless plug for my website, which has
Oh,
all
go
of
ahead.
my
Yes, please.
things on there. It's santaknowstucson.com.
So
So
if you're in the Tucson area, please give him a jingle. And get involved with meeting Santa. And you still go out to Bookman's?
No, unfortunately, they had a change in management, and they lost my information. And by the time that we got caught back up, I wasn't able to do their gigs anymore because I had already been booked somewhere else.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
So
that's too bad. Yeah.
it's an evolution. It's
Yeah.
and I don't fault them for it. It's they found somebody who is a very good Santa, so they still do their Santa thing. They've got three stores here in Tucson, and they do their thing. So I don't mind doing a little self-promotion for them because he's a decent guy. So, and we Santa's got to look out for each other. So much so that, believe it or not, I can't go to the mall during the month of December.
Oh, I bet you
Can't
couldn't.
have two Santas in the same place. That's a rule right there. There are rules to being Santa.
Hadn't thought about that. You can't go shopping.
No. So I got to get all my Christmas shopping done in November when I'm still, fairly, before he's got his thing set up.
Oh,
But
one of the downsides, but
yeah.
not too bad.
But there's a brotherhood of Santas. So much so that before I actually started playing Santa, I got a little bit of hint of the brotherhood of it. I pulled a dirty trick on my nephew with Santa's help. And what happened was, is he was about 5 or 6 years old, and he was being a little snot at the mall. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want
Oh,
that.
yeah.
And his parents had that look in their eye where the eye was starting to twitch a little bit.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, where they're about to lose it and do something bad and everything. And I said, like, no, he needs a lesson here. Okay. Give me 10 minutes. I'll come back. I'll take him from you, take him for ice cream or something like that. And I guarantee you, when I'm done, he'll be acting better. And they're like, well, okay, whatever. So I went over and talked to the Santa Claus. I came back, grabbed him, and got him ice cream. And we're talking back and forth. And he's over there licking his ice cream. And so it's like, you're better than this kid. Come on. You're being a jerk. And I'm calling you on it right now. And he's like, la, 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 la. So we walked over there and we walked past Santa and everything. And I said, like, hey, Santa, like that right there. And he smiled real big, looked at me, and then he scowled at my nephew and did like this right here.
And if I'm
Or,
sorry, if you're listening, he did the two fingers pointing to his eyes and then pointing to the kid.
for the next 3 months, that child was the most well-behaved child ever created.
Love that. 'Cause he didn't have to say a word. He just let
He
the kid
didn't
know
have
that
to say
he
a
was
word.
watching.
He just said, you know, he basically just used sign language and said, I'm watching you. He dropped his ice cream.
Oh
So,
no. Oh. Well, yeah,
yeah.
he needed to think about his behavior. Yeah. And that's going to work much better than putting him in timeout.
Yeah. And for a while there, his parents were like, what did you do to him? What did you do to
Now, how old is he now? Does he still talk about that?
he's a senior in high school now, and he doesn't know the story, but his parents do. So
So maybe never tell him. That's funny. Don't ever
one
tell
of these
him.
days I'm gonna have to tell him, and says, like, you know, remember when you were being a little bit of a jerk? That's when I saw what the power of Santa Claus could do. And then when I realized that I could be a Santa Claus and use that power for good, it is so rewarding. It is so good to empower other people and let them know that there is love, there is magic in the world, and that we all working together can create it. So,
Yes, and it does not take much to make someone else's life just a little bit happier.
yeah, it's like holding the door for somebody and saying, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, you get the thank you and everything like that. But when you hold the door and say, I hope you have a great day, that makes a difference in their lives. That little act of kindness. I call them rocks, random act of kindness.
So tell everybody one more time how
Okay.
they can find Feisty Finds Her Magic. And how
Feisty
they can
Finds Her
find you.
Magic. Feisty Finds Her Magic is on Indiegogo, and you just type in, when you go to Indiegogo.com, you type in Feisty, and it'll pop right up and say Feisty Finds Her Magic and show you all the different tiers and levels you can get to, including the one where you can put your sibling on the naughty list. I know you're interested in that
Yeah, I actually am.
one.
Sorry, sibling.
My nephew bought one, and I don't know who he put on the naughty list, but I'm waiting to see. So,
Oh, that's great.
but
And then if people want to find you.
it's SantaKnowsTucson.com, and you can get on there and you can see pictures of me, including me in the back seat of an F-16.
Ooh, did you
Yes,
fit?
barely. Are you kidding me? I got over there. I made myself fit. And I actually was I did a gig last year for the Arizona Air National Guard, and they didn't fly me in, they taxied me in an F-16. And the colonel who was quote unquote flying me, we had some time to kill, so he got over there and said, like, okay, this is the heads up display, don't touch that. This is the stick, don't touch that. And gave me an overview of the thing. And I'm just over there. I'm ex-military, I'm a geek, and I'm just over there just like, yes, show
Oh
me
my God.
more. No.
No.
I'm not that brave,
I couldn't do
but
it. Oh
I'm sorry, when I fly I only do reindeer, so
yeah. Only
it's
reindeer. Only reindeer. Well, thank you so much, Santa, for coming on today. And
well,
they were
thank you for
fantastic.
having
Loved
me.
all the stories. And everybody go check out Feisty Finds Her Magic. And if you need to find anything that we've talked about, you will find it down in the show notes. So thank you once again, Santa.
And happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you, Santa. This was a really, really fun show. And yeah, I cried a bunch. I'm still blowing my nose. But I thoroughly enjoyed chatting with Santa. Please go check out their book, Feisty Finds Her Magic. You will be able to go to Indiegogo and order a copy. Get yourself on the nice list. Put those people you know on the naughty list. You know they belong there. Put them on there. And you will find everything that you need to know in the show notes down below. You can hire Kurt to come out and be Santa for your party, or you can go visit him at one of the spots that he will be this Christmas. Go do it. Go do it and get yourself a book. This was, like I said, this was such a great show. I'm going to go make myself some lunch and just be happy all day. And anyway, so I'm going to go. You guys have a great afternoon and go read a good book.